As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Final hour in this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Reggie Miller will join us coming up in about 20 minutes from now. We'll recap what we saw last night, certainly with the Lakers against the Warriors. And the Knicks are hanging on by a thread, down 3-1 to Jimmy Butler in the Heat. Tonight you have two games. Reggie will be on the call with the Celtics 76ers. Celtics are favored by 7.5. The Suns at the Nuggets. The Nuggets are favored by 5.5. And with the Joker not suspended, he's averaging close to 38 points per game in that series. You know, 20 years ago, sports betting was being embraced by the professional sports leagues. Or at least there was talk of that. And I remember being on this show probably 10 years ago, and I said, once the leagues figure out how they get their cut, there will be legalized gambling. That was it. Remember the commissioner of the NFL? A decade ago. He was like, no, you know, we're not going to embrace sports gambling. Tony Romo was trying to do a fantasy show in Vegas. They wouldn't even let him do that. But that was 8 years ago. But that had gambling sort of feels to it, where you're going, okay, you're going to be buying somebody or there's money involved. There, you know, there was a feel to it that it was gambling. And then they were trying to shut all that down. And then, you know, sports betting hit a record $7.5 billion in revenue last year. So that's a 75% increase from 2021. And keep in mind that there are states where you can't gamble, but there's nearly, 33 of these states being legalized in 33 states right now. And it's common now. We talk about point spreads. But, you know, with this come concerns of athletes getting involved in this. Are they betting on themselves? Are they betting on their teams? Are they in a fantasy league? Are they actually betting on a game? Manager at Alabama just got fired. But yesterday, so Alabama baseball, Brad Bohannon fired. Nearly 40 athletes attending Iowa and Iowa State are now being investigated for wagering on sports. We don't know the details here. We don't know if they were betting on their own teams. Are they betting on other sports? Is there fixing? Where did they bet? That's all being sort of brought under this umbrella right now. There are reports that, you know, and this is why you have the sports books, because they monitor this stuff. When you don't have legalized gambling, that's where things can slip through the cracks. So the industry is expanding, continues to expand. And, I think those growing pains are evident here, where we just have to keep an eye on it. And you're in college and you're thinking, oh, this isn't a big deal. Hey, guys that aren't playing, they're gambling. I want to do it, but you can't. And if there's something that is attached to you and your team and a performance, and, hey, that pitcher didn't pitch that game, why not? Oh, the manager didn't want to pitch his best pitcher against LSU. Okay. And then all of a sudden you'll see certain places around the country where somebody's betting a little bit more than is normal. And this is what they do. The sports books, they have to keep an eye on this. They're looking for anything that might be a question mark. They have to police themselves. And so we do embrace gambling. DraftKings is a sponsor of ours. But I always caution you, do not gamble thinking you're going to win money. If you want to gamble and you want to have entertainment and you go into it with a fixed amount, then okay. I did not have that. I did not know that. I was not mature enough when I was in high school and college to do that. I got out. I made money. But looking back, I was very naive. And there was a moment where I thought maybe this was going to get serious because I owed money. And I got money to pay off what I owed, and I kept betting. So go into it with at least an idea of it can happen to you, and more than likely it will. I always thought that I rented money. Like I'm up $1,500, and then I was down $2,200. How did I get down $2,200? Now how do I make that up? Then you bet more, and then you double. It'd be like Saturday I'd lose, and then Sunday I'd come back, and then Monday I'd load up, and then you're going, you know, is this sustainable? Or you got to have money on a game you're watching. How many times do your friends say, yeah, you know what, maybe I'll put a nickel on this just to watch it. I got to have something on this game. It's commonplace. But do not go into gambling thinking you're going to beat the house. You never do. I don't care how good you are. It's really, really, really rare. And let's say you hit 56, 57% of your bets. You're good. You're really good. But that's the only way you make money, because you lose on the VIG. You got to get to 60%. And while you go, oh, I can do that. Lakers were favored by 3 last night. Final margin. Lakers win by 3. They know what they're doing. We don't.
How do they do that?
I know. There are times.
How do they do that, though?
There are times when you go, okay, there's no way that game is going to be that point spread. And then all of a sudden, it is. But if you can go in with your eyes wide open, you'll lose less. And I have people who tell me this. Well, it's kind of like going to a Broadway show. You spend that money for that and a dinner, and you know that's all we're doing. It's kind of like just entertainment. You're the anomaly here. The number of people who think they can beat the house, that's a bigger number than you think. That you can actually make money doing this. And thankfully, I had an epiphany, and I'm going, I can't do this. I could get in some serious trouble here. And I remember there was somebody from New York who called me one day, and he wanted his money, and I didn't have his money. And that was where you go, what the hell am I in? Is he going to come to Ohio? But it was a bookie who offloaded that to somebody. And all of a sudden I'm thinking, God, I'm in deep here. But I kept betting. Now I go to Vegas, never gamble. Now, if you said I could do blackjack for a dollar, I'll do blackjack for a dollar. I'm not there to win any money. But, you know, I have friends. I went to Tahoe a couple of years ago, played in the golf tournament out there. And they had a roped-off, velvet roped-off area for, like, real, real big players playing blackjack. And I go over there because I know two people who are playing. One guy had 5 hands going. 5 hands going, and he had thousands of dollars on each of those hands. And there was no joy, none. And I'm just watching this going, and I said to him at one point, I said, why do you do this? And he goes, I don't know, I love it. I said, but there's no joy. And he kind of stopped. He goes, no, I'm having fun. And I go, okay. But you're watching, you know, some big time people, and they're spending a couple hundred thousand dollars there. And I'm thinking, man, I didn't know you made that much money. Yeah, Paul.
I think that's why sports gambling attracts people maybe more than the casinos as far as like the tables. You know, you go up to a blackjack table with $200, you could lose it in 90 seconds.
Yeah.
In all seriousness,
and
you could lose it in under 10 minutes.
Yes.
You put $100 on a basketball game, you have 2 hours of enjoyment. Yeah. Or a football game, you have three, four. College football, you have 4.5 hours. And I remember in college, you know, someone introduced me to the local bookie. But I was like, ooh, that guy's a little shady. And I kind of dipped my toe in. Now it's in your phone. You can be in the safety of your own home.
Sure.
You just set up an account. There's no danger. Danger is the money, but not your livelihood.
Well, you don't think you're going to lose. And then you always think, well, I'll just double up. So these are all cautionary tales. And I thought I knew a lot about sports, which I do. I didn't know a lot about gambling. And there's a big difference. Because you're going, well, of course San Francisco is going to be better than this team. And then they've done so much research because that's their job. This was a hobby for me. This is what they have to do. They can't afford to lose. They don't lose very often. Yeah, Marv.
Do you or anybody else that you know, do you guys hate a certain player because they messed up one of your bets? Like, all I needed for him
only
was
one. Only one guy. I've mentioned it before, and he was the place kicker, Chester Markle. All he has to do is kick a field goal. I cover. I'm good. I win. Green Bay Bears blocked the field goal. He gets it, runs it in for a touchdown, and I lose on the cover.
He's back in Poland at age 73. I don't know if he's listening
today. Well, I'm going to find him. I'm going to give him a piece of my mind. But I just remember, I just lost. You can't lose. It's a chip shot, you know, blocks it. Chester Markle grabs it, runs it into the end zone. I just lost that bet. And then you're ready for the 4 o'clock games where you're going to go, hey, I'm up 500. Now I'm going in deep here. I'm going to, you know, roll it all over on the Raiders here. Yeah, Todd.
That's why I like the roulette wheel. It seems like you have a pretty good chance of winning. You can bet on a certain group of numbers, red, black, odd, even. You don't have to bet that much money to play. And you can kind of hang out there for a while, and maybe you'll get lucky and guess the exact number.
Yeah.
Win a couple
that never, I was never interested in that or craps. Nothing. But I love watching people gamble. Like I'm curious. I'm fascinated where I'm going, all right. You're just watching somebody lose like $10,000, $20,000. I watched somebody lose $75,000 one hand playing blackjack.
Jeez.
And I went, God dang, that hurts. It hurt me. And they're like, it's all right. Because you have to shake it off. One guy, a friend of mine, former friend, he borrowed money.
He lost his money and lost you.
He lost part of my money because the casino was not letting him out. Like it was basically like, you're not leaving. Like, you owe money. You got to pay your marker. And he didn't have the money. So, like, the reality sets in sometimes. It's all fun and games until it's not fun and games. We're like, I can't make a car payment. Yes, Tom.
Were you a good tipper playing cards? How does that work as far as a percentage if you're doing well?
I didn't play any of that stuff. No.
Did you guys ever do that? What is the appropriate amount if you really had a nice night there?
I would lose and still tip.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I mean, they were doing their job. I just didn't do my job. So I had no problem with, you know, here's $25. But I went to one of the casinos in Connecticut. And my wife goes, I'll be back in 10 minutes or what. Gave me $200. And she came back and she goes, I thought you were playing blackjack. I said, I lost it. Like, I lost it right away. That was it. I said, let's go to dinner. You know, let me spend money on something that I know I'll get a return on. Yes, Paul.
I used to go for a few years to Vegas to the MGM big board room, the sports book, for the first 4 days of the NCAA tournament. And it's a blast because there's games on every TV. There's games to bet on. It's so wild to see a room. Let's say like a team is winning by 27 and it shouldn't matter, but the line's 25.5 and some kid, some walk on with hair parted down the middle, jacks a three and the whole place goes crazy. I remember watching a DePaul Kansas game and Scott Pollard was going in for a breakaway dunk. Remember Scotty Pollard, longtime NBA veteran? He went in for a dunk and Kansas would have covered against DePaul. And we all had DePaul because we're DePaul fans. And he dunked it a beat too late. Like, they waved it off at the buzzer. And the whole place is going crazy. And it was like an 18-point game. stuff is great.
Moral of the story is do it for entertainment purposes. Don't try to beat the house. Yes, Marv?
Dan Patrick takes a gamble every single Thursday, guys.
Yes, and I don't gamble. But I have guys in there who gamble. I live vicariously through them. I do. My podcast, Dan Patrick Takes a Gamble, every Thursday. Yes, Mark.
Whenever Dylan wins big, I say, oh, how long is that going to last? Oh. He goes, an hour.
Yeah. Let's take a break. Reggie Miller will join us coming up next here, Dan Patrick Show. Shopping for tires, as Fritzy says, can be deflating. No pun intended. Not at TireRack.com. Fast free shipping, free road hazard protection. That's just the start. I got 60 seconds, and I need more than that to tell you how great they are. They have a test track there. They test the tires. They want to make sure that you're going to have great traction, a comfortable ride, the right choice, the right tires for what you drive and how you drive and where you drive. Easy-to-use tire decision guide. Personalized tire recommendations. TireRack.com/Dan. Full lineup of the Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free, overnight, right there. And over 10,000 recommended installers. Mobile tire installation available in a lot of areas there. Bring the tires to your home or office. Install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan. See their Yokohama test results, special offers they have. That's TireRack.com/Dan. And remember, TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty: Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two games coming up tonight, 76ers against the Celtics in Boston, Suns at the Nuggets. Reggie Miller will be on the call tonight. 76ers-Celtics in Boston, 7:30 Eastern on TNT. We were talking about can't-miss players, and we were mentioning quite a few guys. Who was the NBA player, or at least college player, and you went, that guy's going to be a star when he goes to the NBA?
I would say David Robinson.
Well, no, somebody who didn't turn out to be a star.
Who did not?
Yeah. Like, we threw out a bunch of guys that, you know, like Michael Beasley, O.J. Mayo, Stromile Swift, Harold Miner.
Here's one I thought was a no-camp, and he bears the same name as mine, and he was in my same draft, Reggie Williams from Georgetown. Yeah. You remember Reggie Williams? Yeah. Remember as a freshman, he was on those great Georgetown teams with Coach Thompson. I believe won one championship with him. He had all the talent, could shoot, play great defense, could handle, had length. And I just thought for sure he was going to be an unbelievable pro. But for whatever reason, it didn't pan out.
Okay, but why is it you can be really good in college and you're playing the same game, but it doesn't translate into the NBA?
Because the NBA is a different type of game. It's a different type of physicality. You know, that's a great question, because players that were unbelievable college players, and it is pretty much the same game, but it's played a different. It's a much faster pace. The guys are bigger, stronger, and there's not a lot of room for error. So you almost get left behind if you can't flip the page very quickly. Not to say that Reggie couldn't flip the page very quickly, but sometimes you just get lost in the cracks.
But like Kevin Love, how do you explain that?
But he was a good college player.
But good. But then he averaged like 25-13 or 27-13, and then he became a 3-point shooter. Like, how do you explain that?
Learning to adapt with the times. I throw like Brook Lopez from Milwaukee. When he was at Stanford, him and his brothers, they were good. They were okay. But Brook Lopez transformed his game very much the same way Kevin Love did. His first like 6 or 7 years, he shot like 50 threes. His last 7 years, he shot like almost 1,000 threes. He transformed his game along with the way the style of the NBA is.
Your reaction, the Joker getting $25,000 fine, not suspended, and nothing happening to the Suns owner.
I'm still kind of shaking my head on that, because I believe if that hadn't been the owner of the Phoenix Suns, I don't think this would have been that big of an issue. But because it was an owner, if the owner is not holding the ball like that and he just immediately gives it to Joker or throws it to the referee, none of this happens. I think the league is kind of overreacting here, because if that would have been a normal fan, that fan would have been tossed. So it's kind
of one of the fans got tossed who did place his hand on Joker. So somebody who was right there with the owner of the Suns did get tossed.
And I'm sure it was a friend of the owner's. Look, again, I think the league overreacted, and I love the response by the owner of the Phoenix Suns. Like, look, this should not be talked about. I don't want my name in this. Jokic is a great player, and the focus should be on this fabulous series that we're having right now that's tied 2-2.
All right, let's talk about the Warriors and the Lakers last night. What stood out for good or bad?
I'm still scratching my head on how Golden State lost that ball game. I give all the credit to the Lakers for hanging around. Obviously, the story today is Lonnie Walker and his contributions off the bench. But defensively, the way that Golden State was able, with Steph playing really the point guard position and carving them up on that high screen and roll with AD in it, I'm still wondering how they lost that ball game. To me, and in their championship year last season, Jordan Poole was that third X factor for them.
Yeah.
He's been non-existent in these playoffs. And I don't know what has happened to his game, but they are very top-heavy with Steph and Klay. And when those two guys have to play defense, which the Lakers are making them play defense, because it looks like Steph is having to guard LeBron on every screen and roll, and it's wearing them down, they need a third scorer. And Wiggins has tried to do it, but we expected Jordan Poole to be that guy, and he just hasn't been. So I'm not here to say that this series is over for Golden State. I will give the champs somewhat of a leash, but I will say that they are on life support right now, and it's getting close to the end.
You know, the Lakers play good defense.
Yeah.
And even that play where they knew Draymond was going to drive, they're down three. LeBron has AD switch out to Klay in the corner. And, you know, Draymond had no place to throw it. So that, to me, great scouting report. Let Draymond go. He's not going to shoot. and then he's going to try to kick it out for the three, and they defended it. And I thought AD a couple of times switching out on Steph Curry, making the degree of difficult even greater by trying to get it over AD. I thought they did it wasn't pretty, but they did a wonderful job in, you know, pulling out that win.
And you're not going to get, you know, and who cares if you win ugly, yeah, right? And bottom line is if you win. And at times that length, and you mentioned it on the switching out with AD, Steph's going to make some. He had that 4-point play that was unbelievable on a play just like that. But you're playing percentages. And finally, you know, when you're at this level in the playoffs, it's good to see players and coaches, because let's give Darvin Ham and his staff a lot of credit, because that last play that you're mentioning, you know how many times they've gone over that in scouting reports. And this is when you finally get to figure out who's paying attention in the back during these film sessions, right? Some guys are sleeping. Some guys are on their phone. Now you're figuring out who's paying attention. And the Lakers and everyone was on the same page on that play. Know your personnel. Know the tendencies of who you're playing against. And they played it to a T.
Okay, but how does Lonnie Walker, the fourth quarter, we're calling him, how does that happen? That you know, he was a decent player during the regular season. I think got, 12 points? But you have this game in this moment against this team.
It's about staying ready. And if you remember, Lonnie Walker was playing a major minutes early on this year. I believe started a few games as well. And he was going to be counted on as part of this young up-and-coming core, along with Austin Reeves, to help LeBron and AD. Fell out of the rotation. But for all you young players out there who's riding the bench, who's been in and out of the lineups, here's a storybook ending. Right? Here's a guy whose number has not been called at all during the playoffs. Spot minutes. And you get in the biggest moments, and you have the quarter of your career on the biggest moment against the defending champs. I mean, what better way, you know, to when people say, play your minutes hard, stay ready. You never know what the coach is thinking. Case in point, Lonnie Walker the fourth.
Reggie Miller, the Hall of Famer, will be on the call tonight, Game 5 in Boston, the 76ers-Celtics, 7:30 Eastern on TNT. We brought this up a little while ago. Al Horford, I think, is a Hall of Famer because I factor in the two national titles he won at Miami,
yeah,
right? So the Basketball Hall of Fame, or Florida, I should say, the Basketball Hall of Fame, six-time All-Star. Are you with me on that, that he will be a Hall of Famer if we're factoring in college, which they do?
You do. And I'm glad you clarified that, because I want people to understand when you go into the Basketball Hall of Fame, it embodies your whole career, not just your NBA, right? So you're right, two championships, six-time All-Star. It's been to numerous conference finals with Atlanta.
Hall of Famer?
I don't know if the numbers are there to support it. He's certainly not a first or second, even third time.
No.
But I think eventually, yes, you can make a case for those numbers. What's his total points right now? Is he getting close to 20,000? Because if he's not close to 20,000, I don't know.
I don't think he's going to be close to
20,000. Polly, what is he in total points right now?
Oh, I always have his point total at the top of my head, Reg. 13,006.
Okay.
No, he's not a Hall of Famer. No.
Is Joe Johnson a Hall of Famer?
Oh, good one.
Seven-time All-Star, 20,000 points.
Ooh, down the road. Fourth or fifth time. The Hall comes a-knocking, yes. That's a good one. Very good one.
Nobody hit a 15-foot jumper like Joe Johnson did.
Oh, and you're talking
ISO
about
ISO Joe.
ISO Joe and ice water in his veins. No, in terms of closing out games, Joe Johnson, he doesn't get talked about enough. in terms of money in the bank when it matters the most.
Reg, he doesn't get talked about at all. Not at all. Nobody is bringing up Joe, even in Joe Johnson's household. Nobody's bringing up. How about, okay, Blake Griffin?
No.
First half, he was on his way.
Well, you know, he has chapters still being written. Because
if
they end up winning a championship with Boston, that counts on your resume.
Yeah, but he's averaging four a game, Red. He's averaging four a game.
But it counts on you. You want a championship. See? Well, what do you want? You got to win a championship being the man?
Well, wait a minute. The Lakers say they're going to give Patrick Beverley a championship ring if they win a title. Come on, Reg. Blake Griffin's getting four. It's a participatory trophy for him. He's averaging four a game. How about Sean Kemp?
No.
Six-time All-Star.
Nope. One-time finals, been in the finals one time with Seattle.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
Oh, man. Wow, but no.
Okay, all right. Okay, fair enough. Okay.
No.
Jermaine O'Neal.
Why are you doing this to me? My locker mate, why are you doing this to me?
I don't know. These are just names off the top of my head.
He's in the same boat to me as like LaMarcus.
Six consecutive All-Star appearances.
And, oh, man, he was almost close to Defensive Player of the Year.
And he carried you for years.
He did. Defensively. He did. Just because I'm a homer? Jermaine, because I'm a homer?
Oh, yes, Jermaine O'Neal. You don't mean it. You don't mean it.
He's going in.
Amari Stoudemire.
Strong case. But no.
Okay.
No.
Brad Doherty.
Yeah. Brad's not already in?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
I would put it to you like this. If Brad Doherty played in today's game, with today's rule, he would be the Joker 10.0. He would so dominate in today's game, Brad Doherty.
Wow.
Unbelievable skills. Footwork. Could face you up.
Yeah.
Play with his back to the basket. Assist. Like Mark Price. Mark Price would dominate in today's game. Those Cleveland Cavaliers team with Craig Elo and Larry Nance, oh, my God, they would be unbelievable in today's game.
Mark Price, long forgotten, but, you know, you look back on his career and, like, you almost have to see the highlights where you go, damn, he was doing some damage. But you know, he's only a four-time All-Star, but one of the great shooters, great shooters that we had, and quick off the dribble.
And pick and roll. Think about him in the pick and roll. Those high pick and rolls. Oh, him and Doherty. It was, my Pacers, we did not want to see them.
Jimmy Butler, Hall of Famer?
Yes.
Okay. And he's acting like a Hall of Famer against the Knicks.
Yes. Jimmy Butler will be in the Hall.
How does it – you know that that's the guy. The Knicks know that's the guy, and they still can't stop the guy.
And not only that, especially with Hero being – loss for the playoffs. He's the only one. I wouldn't say he's the only one. I mean, Bam is serviceable. Lowry is a shell of himself, but he is the guy. And you know what it's called, Dan? Will. He's just got will. He's got it.
Man.
He's got it. And
okay, is this the ceiling for the Knicks, Reg? Let's be honest. Is this as good as it's going to get for the Knicks? Are they a second round team?
I think they're one more piece away from being a championship contending team. I love Jalen Brunson. I don't think Julius Randle is as healthy as he should be at this time of year. RJ Barrett is playing okay for them, but they have nothing in the middle. No shooting guard.
Yeah, but if you're saying you got one guy, you got to get that one guy. Well, who's the one guy? I mean, are you going to get Zion Williamson?
He's got to play 30, 40 games for me. That's not going to do. No, I can't rely as much as I love Zion. He has to show me he can play. Not 82. Can he play 70 games?
Would you trade for Dame Lillard?
Yes. Now, to me, that could help take the Knicks to that next level. But I'm sure Brooklyn is saying the same thing.
I see him in Brooklyn. I see him in Brooklyn more than I do the Knicks.
If he's on either one of those New York teams, they are title-contending teams in the East with their current roster, with that current roster.
I mean, Dame averaged 32 this year.
But he's a closer.
I know.
He's an absolute closer.
But at what point do you say, I gave you everything, and we're not going anywhere. How about we just divorce? How about you let me go and try to win a championship, and you guys rebuild and try to find the next Dame Lillard?
And the Blazers should do that. He can't come out and say it.
Not publicly, but he can go to management.
Yeah, but things like that still get out. On their own, the Blazers should be doing that. They really should. Hey, thank you for your service. We tried. We tried. And we're going to try to get a boatload of picks and maybe some players this year for you. Where would you like to go, by the way? I would ask them too. Give me a list of five teams where you think you would like to go, my friend.
What do you expect out of James Harden tonight in this game?
You know, we were just talking about this in our production meeting. And in the two wins, he is 33 for 53. In the two losses, 5 for 28.
Yeah.
Right? So
the over-under is 21.5, Reg.
I'll put it like this. I want to see the Vegas James Harden. I want to – because after he went to Vegas, that game one, he went crazy. I want to see that type of attacking, because when he is at his best, that means Maxey and Tobias Harris are involved. I know what Embiid's going to do. But to me, the gauge of this series for Philadelphia is James Harden. He's got to be Houston James Harden and not Brooklyn James Harden.
Don't be afraid to tonight with Kevin Harlan when Al Horford blocks Joel Embiid's shot again that you go, you know what, Kevin, we have to start looking at him as maybe a Hall of Famer if you factor in what he did in college, Rich. I mean, as I spoke earlier with my good friend Dan Patrick.
Are you saying he's a Hall of Famer?
He's going to be a Hall of Famer. I think he'll be a Hall of Famer.
Not at 13,000. Well, I'll put it like this. You and I won't be alive. You and I won't be alive.
Yes, I will. Yes, I will. Wait. Who gets in first, Joe Johnson or Al Horford?
Joe Johnson will go in before Al Horford.
Is Tyler Hansbrough a Hall of Famer?
No.
Well, he's the all-time leading scorer and rebounder in ACC history.
College Hall of Fame, yes.
No, is Derrick Rose a Hall of Famer?
Yes. One-time MVP, all MVP. Will get in.
He had three great years.
Is he to this day the youngest MVP ever?
Yeah.
He's going in.
He had three great years. Three great years.
And one of those years he won, it was the youngest MVP ever.
Okay.
He's going in.
All right. Fair enough.
All MVPs, they're almost like ushered in.
Every MVP has been in the Hall of Fame. Is that what you're
saying? Every MVP is in the Hall of Fame. Pauly, look it up.
No, probably true. Probably true.
Every MVP is in the Hall of Fame.
All right. So don't be afraid when Horford does something nice tonight just to say, you know what, Kevin? He might be a Hall of Famer when it's all
said. I'm going to bring this up on air tonight when he does something.
Okay.
I expect Horford to do something tonight. I'm going to bring that up to Mr. Harlan and see how he reacts.
He blocked Embiid's jumper a couple of times, Reg.
So that's Hall of Fame worthy now?
No, I'm saying, how does that happen? Embiid gets his jumper blocked by Al Horford.
Al Horford's a great defender.
He can't.
You don't think so?
He can't jump.
It's all about timing. You don't have to be a great leaper to have great timing.
Wait, you just call Al Horford a great defender. Great defenders go to the Hall of Fame. So he's a great defender, two-time national champ, 6-7-time All-Star. Al Horford, Mr. Excitement.
I'm sure he's going to hear this tonight. He'll get in. It just, you and I will not be around to see that. It won't be the first, second, third. He'll get in eventually. It's one of those type selections.
All right. Well, we'll be listening, waiting for a shout out, of course.
Of course, we're gonna. Well, he's got to do something for him to get the shout out, and for me to bring you, you guys into the telegram.
Al Horford is going to be doing something tonight.
Okay, he better. He's part of my open. He better be.
Once again, this is how it might sound tonight at the Boston Garden.
Al Horford from the corner, and the Celtics have taken a 19-16 lead. They're on a 5-1 run. Timeout, Philly. This is the NBA on TNT.
5-1 run?
Yeah.
5-1 run?
Yeah. Kevin gets excited over little things. Thank you, Reg.
Appreciate you, Theodore and Dan.
Reggie Miller, he'll be on the call tonight with Kevin Harlan at the Garden, 7:30 Eastern on TNT. Last call for phone calls. We're back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller. It would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is the Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of the Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to the Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow. All of that coming up. And a new poll question, a five-minute poll question.
Paul. A rare last segment poll question.
Okay.
If you're Matt Ishbia, the owner of the Suns, and you're going to attend the Suns at Nuggets game today, mm-hmm. would you sit courtside, sit in a skybox where you're out of the way of the cameras, don't attend courtside, which he could make some calls and get a courtside seat, even though it's away, skybox, don't attend the game whatsoever.
Skybox. You don't want to be courtside.
But isn't that giving up?
No. Be in the building, you're upstairs.
But he's a courtside guy, traditionally.
Well, in your own building, you're courtside.
Yeah. Home courtside is a lot different than away courtside for specifically this game.
Yeah, yeah. I think you should be upstairs.
I'm not going anywhere near that court.
Yeah. Do they show him on the Jumbotron?
If he's, do you do video of him flopping on the Jumbotron?
Yeah. Hmm. Do you do, like, in between quarters, you have the Matt Ishbia impersonation where you have them take a charge, something like that?
Instead of the guys that are, like, tumbling off the trampolines and dunking and stuff, you just do a bunch of people flopping?
Yeah. let's see. This day in sports history?
This will be fun, Dan. First of all, your guy, Johnny Bench, in 1973, hit 3 home runs in a game. That was the second time in his career he did that. You love Johnny Bench.
Yeah.
1993, here's the game. Phoenix Suns beat the Lakers 112-104 in overtime, 1993, to become the first NBA team to be down 2-0-2 at home and come back and win 3 straight advance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that Suns team, everyone knows, was like Kevin Johnson and Barkley and Marley, Richard Dumas, oh, he's great, Ainge and all those guys. If anyone can name me the starting lineup for the 1992-93 Lakers, you get 30 bonus points.
30 bonus points. Wow.
You can cash those in for something.
Okay. Marv?
You want a hint?
James Worthy.
You're out already, Marvin. He came off the bench. James Worthy was at the tail end of his career. So was another guy. So there's a mix of new guys and old guys.
Okay. Was Cedric Ceballos on that team?
Bloop. No, Cedric Ceballos was actually on the Suns.
Phoenix. Oh.
Yeah.
Bloop.
Bloop. No, it would be Noop. Noop.
These are all names you know.
Vlade Divac.
Vlade Divac.
Correct. Started.
Nick Van Exel.
Not on the roster.
Eddie Jones.
Not on the roster. That's I'm almost going to give that one to you. That's a nice pull. Okay. Byron Scott was still on that team.
Yes.
Okay. A.C. Green was still on that team.
Yes.
Sadale Threat was in the starting lineup. And the center, I think out of Clemson.
Eldon Campbell.
Eldon Campbell is correct.
Nice.
Off the bench, you had James Worthy, Buda Edwards, Doug Christie, and some other guys.
Yeah. Oh.
Look at that Suns team was great. They had off the bench, they had Ainge, Oliver Miller, Tom Chambers, Sed Ceballos, and Frank Johnson off the bench.
Let me see. Anything else that needs to be mentioned here? Dallas Braden threw a perfect game on this date in 2010. After missing the first 3 games of the series with a sprained knee in 2016, Steph Curry scored 40 off the bench, including 17 in overtime. Warriors beat the Blazers game 4 of the Western Conference semifinals. Yes? Yes. Is there a...
I feel like we need a Lonnie Walker jersey in studio.
Hmm. Okay.
Lonnie Walker 4?
Okay.
Yeah. I think we need one. I think it'd look good in here.
Okay. From that game? Do you want his jersey from that game? Game used?
Well, that's probably already on its way to...
To Springfield?
To Springfield, you know, yeah.
The Hall of Fame. What did you learn today, Todd?
Since it's Basketball Hall of Fame, you believe Al Horford will likely get in for his college success at Florida. Reggie has his doubts, though, Reggie Miller.
Okay, you need to stop talking the rest of the day.
I can do that.
Or just keep talking. Seton O'Connor.
Oddly, Todd's voice is more clear when he's sick.
Marvin.
We don't need Roger Goodell on the show.
No, we don't. Paulie?
Fritzy, what'd you learn again?
Reggie Miller says the Warriors are top-heavy with Stephen Clay.
Discover credit cards do something awesome. They double all the cash back you've earned. That's cash back from trips and restaurants all doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself. Discover.com/match. Thanks for joining us. Our pleasure to serve you. TNT's Kenny Smith will join us on the program tomorrow. Hope you'll join us as well. Have a great day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying 4th season. Hey, Jeff.
Are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddy?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddy on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.